The Environmental Consulting Service recently did a preliminary study on potential pollution sources in what is called a zone of critical concern on the Elk River that was contaminated by the chemical spill from Freedom Industries. The study took into account a combination of driving around the river, looking on Google Earth at the area, and receiving reports from various agencies for potential contaminants in the zone where contaminants in the water would take 5 hours to reach a water intake. The report found 62 potential sources, including car dealerships, gas stations, and discharge pipes along the river leading to West Virginia American Water's intake. This information frightened some lawmakers, but Hansen assured this was positive news due to the ability to manage the threat.
It's true there's a lot of potential significant contaminant sources, but I think this is largely a good news report, not a bad news report, in that most of these are relatively small, easily managed potential sources that already have systems in place. For example, underground storage tanks at gas stations are regulated well and unlikely to leak.
The report also looked at potential contaminant sites which hold the same permit Freedom Industries had, leading to some confusion in regard to regulation. Hansen said he discovered 12 similar sites and offered a suggestion to help regulate them by way of issuing permits specific to each.
We recommend that individual permits be required if they're in the zone of critical concern. And the reason for that, number one, they would have to go out for public notice and comment. And number two, the DEP could include site-specific provisions that require them to take steps that are consistent with the source water protection plan.
Hansen believes that if this had been in place, the recent spill would have been prevented. After the presentation, delegates had many questions, one of which was asked by Delegate John McCuskey on how the zone of critical concern was determined.
My question involves the 25-mile/5-hour plan. Could you explain to me just a little bit what that is?
Well, the 5 hours is to try to protect an area such that if a spill occurred, it would get to the intake quickly. My understanding of the way that that zone is delineated is through some type of computer model that determines how fast the river flows in some conditions and where it takes 5 hours to get to the intake.
The original Senate bill included a number of exceptions for some storage tanks. Delegate Mike Manypenny asked Hansen what his recommendation for those exemptions would be.
There was a bill that came over from the Senate which had several exclusions for tanks under 1,100 gallons, I believe. What recommendations do you have in regards to those exclusions?
My recommendation, because the session is ending soon and we need to take action sooner rather than later, is to remove the exclusions for now. That doesn't mean that there might be some valid exclusions that should be included later.
Having heard the report, the Judiciary Committee will later determine if any amendments are needed before they approve the bill. Then Senate Bill 373 moves on to the Finance Committee. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.